Hello, and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Seal Jones. I want to thank you for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, today we're going to talk about the environment of Ash Friendly. So for me, an environment's always been one of the main components to my life, to me creating who I am and constantly building me and reflecting back on my life and my decisions, where I'm going, how to react, how my mannerisms and my movements impact the world. And so with the environment, it allows people to drop down their guard, to attack less, to accept and to receive the best way they can. And so for a lot of people, that's been really hard to do because the environment isn't right. So it may not be right because of work. It may not be right because of your family situation or because you're because of a car or a job or something along those lines where the environment really isn't right for the ability to grow and to reflect, to understand what is going on. And so what I've done and created with Ash Friendly is try to create environments that are unique, that are fit to many different types of disabilities, many types of abilities, many types of different personalities, who they are. It all goes into ideas and thoughts of creating the best environment for people. And they'll tell me this, like, I need this or I need that. And we readjust and we constantly refocus of like what we're doing, how we're doing it. People coming in, people leaving, finding the right environment for them. So the reason for that is, like I said, they drop their ability to attack, drop their ability to not accept love, not accept gifts. They drop their ability to be aggressive. They drop their ability to being someone they're not or trying to find something when all they're looking trying to find is themselves. And that's what Ash Friendly is for. So on our basics of like environment, we have to find ways to supply them the basic needs, right? Water, food, shelter, nutrition, and safety. Those are the basic needs of like life. Does that person have enough water? Does that person have enough nutrition? Does that person have a nice sleep ability to sleep? And do they feel safe? And so when we create this, we find that they will slowly test us through Ash Friendly. They'll test us for this, they'll test us for that, because a lot of people have been beaten up over the years, a lot of people have been destroyed, a lot of people taken advantage of. And so when I explain to people, like, no, there's really nothing I want from you, no, there's nothing, I just need you to be safe, I need you to be here and coherent, and that's it. But people don't really understand that because they've been always taken advantage of. Like, what do you want from me? How are you going to, what's the leverage on me? How are you going to take advantage of me? How are you going to abuse me? But when they realize that Ash Friendly doesn't do any of that, it's always takes different time for people to realize that. But once they get to that point of like, this team, this Ash Friendly doesn't want that. And like, you slowly see the layers and shells of a big ego, like being like broken down and recycled and trying to figure out who their natural self is, trying to find out what is my importance, why I'm here in the world, where do I need to go, what can I try to do, how can I figure this out, how can I blend this away, and then ask yourself about, like, do I need to be very thoughtful to other people, do I need to be very aware of my actions, my movements, is it my face, is it my expressions on my body, is it my words? Is it my tone? Is it like, what is it that I need to work on so I can find something that I've been always trying to look for? And the greatest part of that is we don't really tell people like what they're looking for. They find it on their own. They have the ability now where they're safe, where they're comfortable, where they know they're not going to be attacked, and then this slowly beautiful human being comes out that hasn't been out in like sometimes years or decades or never been out at all. And they feel just so loved from like the people around Ash Friendly that allows the environment to, here you go. Here is your time to find out some understanding, find out where you need to go. Or if you just want to find other people that are looking for these moments in time to be yourself and to be comfortable. And a lot of the times people just will come to us and just want to just be. Like, I just want to be. I don't really want to worry about sleeping. I don't want to worry about eating. Like, I have everything here. And I just want to rest finally. Rest my body. Rest my mind. And that sometimes takes years and years to rest before they're even ready to attack anything else on that they want to work on. That's their weakness. And so as we're giving them this and supplying this lovely environment, they can slowly feel safe and secure that it's okay to be yourself. It's okay to be drop everything and be free. So how we really do this, it's how we really focus, is we are constantly working on with them of like what triggers them, what doesn't trigger them, what is easy for them, what brings back great memories, what refocuses their brain, what makes them relax easier, what can we take away temporarily to allow you to be safe, but how can we help you to feel important, to feel loved, to feel that you have the ability to contribute back into society. How can we show you ways that you contribute back into yourself? This is all a massive reflection of what you're doing. You know, how can we ask for forgiveness? How can we forgive if no one's forgiven us? So it's all these things that they need to work out and work through their brain and work with other people who are professionals, who are here to help you out. And a lot of people are just like, they're not used to this. Like, this is great. This is, can finally just find my path. Because in life, you have a million paths to choose. But the path that you always choose is the one that you're going to be on. And you always find where you're going at the end of your life or the process of your life. You may not know the path that you're on now, but it'll whirl back into who you are. And you find that everyone needs to be where they need to be over the years. So as we're like digging deep and deeper and deeper and giving more time, more patience, more understanding, the people seem to just grow and just flower into something. I don't really ask for anything from people coming in that are part of Ash Friendly, but a lot of people want to give back because they have been given a great gift of time, of energy, and love. Well, I want to be part of Ash Friendly and do the same, and that's where we make our money. That's where we do all the right things. That's where we focus on everything. That part of feeling we give to people. And so as you're going through life, if you could create more environments that are safe for people, that allow them to be themselves, that they're comfortable, right? So now they're off the street. Now they're away from anger. Now they're away from manipulation to be somebody else. Or they're all just like away from that danger where you can be attacked physically, mentally, and like held accountable for actions you may not even want to do. Because you no longer care about what those actions are going to lead to some fake promise or fake this. I want to come back to here to something real. I want to be back to where I'm being in the moment, I'm being real, I'm being understood, and I can feel my presence and that everyone else feel my presence. A lot of people want to be respected. A lot of people don't know how to get respect. A lot of people don't know how to be treated right because they're all been treated bad. So they're reacting to, if people treat me this way, then I'm going to treat everyone like that. But then it just tenfold, they just get treated like more and more and more crap. Where now they're being talked to politely, understood correctly, giving back the best way to their ability, not looked as an object or a moving piece in the life of the game of whatever they're trying to play. They're not looked at as like a piece of money or just a piece of anything. They're just a being around us. And when you are with us, it's just a beautiful thing for people to come and be social and be understood. And that's the environment that Ash Friendly gives you. Well, folks, I want to thank you for listening. I deeply appreciate it. If you can love yourself, love the people around you, and the environment a little more every day, we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. Thank you very much for listening to Ash Friendly, and have a wonderful night.